We all have things that freak us out a little bit, that make you scared, that you get so scared that you just kind of lose it. Lose yourself if you're Eminem. Anyway, for you it is, and we've talked about this on the air before, what is it that freaks you out?
Clowns.
You were saying at the parade in Mount Clemens, what was the name of the clown?
Roscoe was on the same block as me, and I couldn't even go.
Not next to you, just on the same block.
Yeah, he was about 15 feet away, and I had to go all the way around.
Now, Ryan, our producer, told us that he is so afraid of snakes that he has left the lawnmower running, right? You've just left. If you see a snake on the lawn, you just walk away. I'm afraid of heights, altitude. That's why I was in the submarine service. There were more airplanes in the ocean than submarines in the sky. We still say that. But 248-398-WCS6. Now, why are we talking about this? There's a video of this guy. This poor guy's just laying on the couch, and his kid comes up. And I did look at some of the pictures of this little thing that's on him. What are they called again?
Bearded dragons.
They're lizards.
They're little tiny lizards.
Okay. And the kid puts it on him, and he's not thrilled at all. Now, if you want to see the video, and you should, because the reaction is greatness, we'll text it to you. The keyword is...
scared.
Here he is manning up as the bearded dragon lizard touches him.
Just pick him up, pick him up, pick him up, pick him up! Yeah. Pick him up! Pick him up!
Now you're thinking, there's no way. No, there's no way this guy's really freaking out like that. Oh, yeah, he is.
Oh.
It's a lizard. I don't know. 248-398-WCSX.
They're cute.
My Aunt Mary was so afraid of thunderstorms, like the ones we're going to get this afternoon, that she would get up. We would be watching TV, like the nightly news with John Chancellor, wouldn't say a word, would get up, walk down the hallway, and go stand in the closet. I'm not kidding. And none of us ever talked about it. I look back now going, why didn't somebody ask her what the hell was going on?
How long did she stay in there?
Until the storms were done. She could be in there an hour. I absolutely swear on a stack of Bibles, that's the truth, man. So if you want to see this guy, 248-398-WCSX, text us. The keyword is...
scared.
Is. Just pick him up, pick him up, pick him up, pick him up!
Yeah.
Pick him up! Pick him up! Pick him up! Oh, my God!
Poor guy. Was it Don? Yeah, Don and Allen Park. Now, what is it that scares you like that?
Sitting next to a 6-year-old girl at a Kiss concert last night. Stayed for 3 songs, had to leave. Like, the girl was like 5. I just felt creepy sitting next to her.
So you left the show because it was just weird to have a little kid at the Kiss concert last night?
Yeah. The parents were like on one end, and she was, and it just, I couldn't do it.
And that freaked you out?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah, we stayed maybe 2 songs and then walked around the rest of the time.
Why didn't you just ask the parents to move her to the other side, man?
Yeah, I don't know. I was just, freaked me out. Like I said, I had to get out.
Well, I did like when they did Paw Patrol Rock City. That was nice. Yeah, good song there.
You know?
Yeah, it's kind of weird taking a 5-year-old to a Kiss concert.
Yes, we couldn't have been no more than 5 or 6 years old. I was just like, my buddy, I was like, I can't sit here, dude. You got to go.
I mean, good on her parents for introducing her to some great classic rock, but
not that.
Yeah,
not
no. I hope they enjoyed it. She didn't enjoy it. She was curled up in a ball with a hood pulled over her head.
Aww.
Well, she was angry.
All right, man. That's a new one, Don. Thank you, brother.
That creeped me out. All right. Thank you, sir.